The way the house was burnt, looking at it, it just all makes sense as this was planned out to be done this way.
We all know that incendiary devices can be set to timers.
Anytime you're dealing with a fire, you're on a heightened sense of alert because fire is a great way to cover up a crime.
It's mid-afternoon on a Friday, July 14th, 2017, when the camera trips on inside the vehicle. There are two men inside, seated in the driver and passenger seats. And through the rear window, you can see the road behind them is disappearing quickly. The trees lining the road are a blur of green on either side. Clearly, they're driving fast, both focused on the road ahead, appearing concerned. The video's pretty choppy, but I can see what appears to be the St. Tammany Fire District 12 shield on the right breast of the driver's polo shirt. And on the left side, you can just make out the words, Fire Chief. Below that, a name, S. Krentel, which I know to be short for Steve Krentel.
St. Tammany Fire District 12 Chief Steve Krentel.
Steve Krentel.
The vehicle Steve is driving isn't a fully equipped fire truck, but it's a department vehicle, meaning there's a device on board that's often called a tattletale camera. It's a camera that sits on the dashboard and kicks on whenever the truck goes at a high speed or suddenly changes direction. All you can hear in this footage is the thunk of metal, the weight of the truck as it speeds over the roadway. That and the blare of sirens in the background. Steve's unit is responding to a call for a house fire in an area that most of us would probably consider the middle of nowhere, deep in the backwoods of an unincorporated part of southeastern Louisiana. It's a community called Lacombe. It's a sparsely populated area where houses are few and far between, and the home they're responding to is at the end of a dead-end road, surrounded on all sides by thick woods. It's remote, but Steve Krentel, the local fire chief, knows this area like the back of his hand. He's driven this very road countless times, so many that he can no doubt picture the home at the end of the road before it even comes into view. He knows there will be a locking gate just off to the left, with the home beyond it at the end of a long paved driveway. And in his memory, it's a sprawling property with outbuildings on the side and in the back. The home itself is a single-story residence with a brick front and green trim around the garage, where a couple lives with their dog and two cats. At least, that's how the home exists in his memory. But what he doesn't know is what shape it's in now, how bad the fire is, how much has burned. The video I'm watching is a split screen, with one side tracking what's happening in the cab of the vehicle. These two men focused on the road, and the other side facing forward, showing what they're seeing as the vehicle approaches the home. And as Steve Krentel, the fire chief, drives up to the front lawn, the forward-facing camera shows the house. It's bad, and based on his immediate reaction, much worse than he was expecting. Over the howl of the sirens, you can hear him say, "Oh my God.
Oh my God."
The house in front of Steve Krentel is completely engulfed in flames. A cloud of thick black smoke is rising from it, almost blending in with the dark green tree line. The dash cam footage is a little grainy, but the bright orange and white glow of the flames is unmistakable. It's clear they didn't get here in time to save much, if any, of the house. For a fire chief, it's usually not a surprise to see a house fire, even one as bad as this one. It's part of the job, but this isn't just another call, and it isn't just another house fire. This is his house, and parked in the carport, Steve sees a familiar vehicle, a red Mercedes SUV, the vehicle driven by his wife, Nanette Krentel. Beyond Bardstown, Lacombe, a new season of the hit podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.